are listening to The Recovered Therapist, brought to you by FreshOutOfPlans.com. I'm Jeannie Griffin, and I'll be your host. Instead of focusing on labels, diagnoses, and psychobabble, we keep things honest, simple, and hopeful so that you can grow personally and spiritually. Thank you for joining me. You know, a common word in the psychobabble world is triggers. And I can't stand that word, and I'll tell you why. When I go through life and I say, oh, this triggers me and that triggers me, I get this image of me walking down the road dodging things. Oh, I can't go over there because it triggers me. Oh, I can't go over there because it triggers me. It's like looking at the outside world and just reacting to it. I want to get to a place where I teach people how to respond, not to just react. So, I hate to use the word, but I want to talk about how to get through the holidays without being, quote, triggered. Okay. Well, first of all, put your eyeglasses inward. Now, I know that's sometimes hard to say to people because there are those narcissists out there who love to look at themselves. But for the rest of the world, turn your eyeglasses in to be introspective. You know, self-examination and introspection are not self-absorption. I'm not asking you to be self-absorbed. We as human beings do that too easily. I'm asking you to stop a minute and take stock. You know, a good practice that many of us don't do before we go to the grocery store is open our pantries, open the refrigerator, and ask ourselves, what do I have in here and what do I need? Now, when I do that, my trip to the grocery store costs me a lot less, and I don't come home and put up, oh yeah, I have three other jars of mayonnaise. I don't need this one. But when I don't take stock, that's what happens. If I do take stock, then I know I don't buy another thing of mayonnaise because I got 700 of them at home. So what I'm asking you to do is switch your eyeglasses from the outwardness and begin to do some self-examination. So, what do you know about yourself with holidays? Okay, so if you grew up in a home where there was some alcoholism, you may be very sensitive to people getting drunk at parties. Now, it might be that you don't mind other people getting drunk, but if it's a member of your own family, that's when it gets sticky and you feel those feelings come up that might be, you know, frightened, might be sad, might be hurt, any of those. So if that's something that will happen, say, ask yourself, you don't ask the world to stop getting drunk. I mean, good luck with that. But what you do is you say, okay, that might be a sensitive time for me. So A, should I completely avoid it? B, is there some way I could go be a part of it instead of apart from it and maybe limit the time I'm there or go at the beginning instead of waiting and going at the end? Is it something that I can go to? And let's say I'm feeling uncomfortable. I can step out, pretend to go to the bathroom, and call a friend who can help ground me again. I could go into the bathroom and do a silent meditation. I could call on my angels and helping spirits and my great oneness or higher power and ask that it surround me. There are a number of things that you can do besides saying, oh, I can't go. Now, if you're in your first year of sobriety, there are places that you might not go that you'll be able to go later on. So also tell yourself that, you know, if I choose not to go this year or if it feels uncomfortable for me, then that doesn't mean it's going to be that way forever. You know, when we go way out into the future, we scare ourselves to death with catastrophic thinking. You know, it's like, oh, and when you recognize that, just laugh at yourself and say, oh, yes, well, I was, you know, telling myself that it was always be this way. So I'm going to come back and stay in the present. Now, that's not a bad practice at all during the holidays. Stay in the present. Don't go back in the past and say, oh, it was so nostalgic. I wish we had it that way again. Or it was such a horror show. I can't get past any Thanksgiving, any Halloween, any Christmas, any Kwanzaa, any Mother's Day, any whatever. And so I'm going to avoid all holidays. Well, that's no fun. So stay in the present. What's happening now? Oh, wow. What have they put over on the food table? Let's go check that out. Well, okay. Who do I know here? Well, you know, something you do socially. If you don't know how to do this yet, learn it because it's an easy trick. Go up to somebody, introduce yourself, and then ask them about them. Boy, they'll talk for days. You know, people love to talk about themselves. So that's one way. And then you're kind of off the hook. You know, 12 days later, they might look at you and say, oh, and what about you? What about you? Otherwise, it's, you know, you're off the hook. You don't have to talk. Another thing that you can also do is prepare for what you're going to drink or what you're going to eat. So if you're gluten tolerant or intolerant and you need to bring something that you can eat, do that. If you don't know the hostess or you think, you know, Aunt so-and-so will have a hissy fit if you do that, eat something beforehand. Buy your own turkey, fix it at home. Buy your own ham, fix it at home. If you're not a carnivore, buy your tofu and shape it like a turkey or whatever. I never have understood that. If you're not eating meat, then why do you shape all that stuff into looking like meat? Why don't you just eat it the way it is? Anyway, a lot of times, like, well, I'm the only one. I'm not going to fix my favorite meal for Mother's Day or for whatever. Well, stop being such a victim. If you want like turkey and dressing and ham and whatever else, or go buy it and fix it for yourself. Package it up in several packages so you can eat it over the year. Freeze it. If not, fix it for you, ask a neighbor to come in and join you, or take it to the neighbors if you don't want to be, you know, introverts a lot of times don't want to be around a bunch of people. So fix it yourself, enjoy it, make up a couple of plates, and go give it to the neighbors. Or walk down the street. If you're like I am in Los Angeles, you can walk down the street and find 500 homeless people, or I guess I'm supposed to be saying unhoused people today, and offer them food. No judgment, just, you know, here, I cook too much. Hope you enjoy it. If you don't, pass it along to somebody else. You know, give yourself permission that, yes, you've been at this holiday time many times before, but you've never been in this day before. Now, my sponsor used to say that to me all the time, and I would go, what? What are you talking about? It makes no sense. I've never been in this day before. Of course I haven't. But the number of things that I would avoid because I thought it would be the same this year, I really cheated myself out of some wonderful events. So I've never been in this day before. Isn't it interesting how we're so unwilling to try something because, well, I already did that. Well, you know what? You answered your phone many times before too, but you still answer it today when it rings. And you'll answer it in an hour. You'll listen to that ping, and there somebody's texted you. Well, you've texted it before, so does that mean you don't text today? We are such funny creatures. Well, I've done that before. No, you haven't done it today. So that's another way you stay in the present. Don't go wagging off into the future or into the past. I guess my final tidbit about how to not be, quote, triggered by somebody else, is when, okay, let's say somebody says or does something out there. You're looking at the outside, and they do that. And those feelings start to come in or close in on you. You can immediately, when you've recognized that feeling, you can say, stop, cancel, cancel, cancel. I have a choice how I'm going to respond. And I'm not going to let my feelings drag me around and run the show. I have a choice. And then you take action. It might be, excuse me, I'm going to get some more punch or soda or whatever. Can I get you anything? To your neighbor. Or it could be, oh dear, I have another party to go to. Our Aunt Sophie's coming over for dessert and coffee. I got to get back home. Or whatever. You can excuse yourself without, you know, stomping off and being disappointed or anything else that you might be feeling that would dredge up negative experiences for you. You know, I talk a lot about Viktor Frankl, who wrote Man's Search for Meaning, and he was in the Auschwitz concentration camp, and every member of his family was killed. And I'm afraid if all my family was killed, I would be figuring out how to kill the people who killed them. And I would definitely be at a lower vibration and really full of resentments. But this man, Viktor Frankl, discovered something. He thought, well, he could do that. He could be in resentment and plot to kill these Nazis that hurt his family. Or he could choose his own attitude. And he could say, you know what? I am the determining factor of what is in my head between my ears. I am in charge of my thinking. I don't react to you. I choose to respond. And you know what? There's nothing anybody can do on the outside. They can break your body. They can kill you. They can talk bad about you. They can make, you know, other people join in and talk bad about you. But they can't do anything about the way you choose to think. Now ponder that one. Thank you for listening to The Recovered Therapist, where we keep topics honest, simple, and hopeful. I love you. There's not a damn thing you can do about it. Until next time.